For the next several weeks, APRN will be airing a series that looks at how Alaskans describe what makes their way of life unique. Whether you live in a village or a city, everyone has a culture, and we're going to bring you stories of how both urban and rural Alaskans define and live theirs. Moving from urban anywhere to rural Alaska can be a tough transition. Some newcomers don't last long, worn down by the long winters or a feeling of isolation. Others stay, sometimes for years. Contributor Len Anderson talked to some Northwest Alaska residents to find out what makes the difference.
For 30 years, Irma Mitchell has been the secretary at the Shungnak Village School. She's seen a lot of teachers come and go. Some quit after 1 year, maybe two. She says the short-timers seldom give reasons. As for the longer-term principals,
what makes a good principal is they just do and learn our culture and learn the kids, the village, and they come back and stay like 4 or 5 years, mostly 5, 7 years.
Last spring, Hans Banish and his wife Bonnie finished a long career of bush teaching.
It's really, really important. I can't emphasize enough that you get out and see what's going on in the community. Go down and fish and take a boat ride, get to know people outside of the school system.
They began in Norvik in 1978, then Shungnak, and moved back to Shungnak for their final 3 years. Banish's advice comes from his own early years.
We lived in village housing. We lived in a cabin down by the river. So much goes on down by the river, and so many decisions get made down there. The big decisions get made on the riverbank. They don't get necessarily made in offices.
Banish adds, by getting out with the people, being a decent person, the newcomer reaps an additional reward.
Particularly in the bush, you might make mistakes, but if your intentions are good and people know that you're really giving it your all, doing your best, and that you really are doing what's best for kids, they'll allow you a lot of mistakes. It's a forgiving culture.
Doug Neal has lived 25 years in the Northwest Alaska hub community of Kotzebue. For 19 years, he's worked for OTZ Telephone Cooperative and is now executive director.
One of the challenges that non-natives have when they come to Kotzebue is that most of them, or too many of them, just don't take the time to get out in the country and to spend time with native people. And I mean, it seems like too many of them are just coming up to make money and then leave as soon as they can. And of course, if you live anywhere, if all you're doing is going back and forth between where you work and where you live, I don't care whether it's Kotzebue or some urban part of the country, you're going to get burned out on that location pretty fast.
Neal says he's always eager to help people break the isolation of work and home.
I had a teacher friend bring a new teacher out to my little cabin, which is about 15 miles out of Kotzebue, and they just spent the day over there and then had dinner over there, and it's in the trees, and it's a lovely little spot. The teacher who had been here for years said that, you know, if we get the new teachers out here just one time and see how much fun it is to be out at a place like this and that it's so close to Kotzebue, teacher retention would go way up.
Neal says a recent school district survey supports that observation. After 2.5 decades north of the Arctic Circle in Kotzebue, Neal still likes his work. He thoroughly enjoys the people. But most of all, there's the land.
For me, it's the wild country. And there just are not too many places that you can live where you're just surrounded by millions of acres of just wild country. The rivers don't have any dams on them. It's roadless. It's just beautiful, untouched wilderness. I mean, it's fun to live someplace where 400,000 caribou migrate within the region each year, and where at different times of the year, the fish are so plentiful and the birds are so plentiful and the big game is so plentiful. And so that's just really, really something special. And you just can't get that anyplace else.
Neal gazes out his office window, past the buildings lining the shore to the frozen sound and the low mountains beyond. I love this little community, he says. I fell in love with it when I first came here, and 25 years later, I still do. For Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Len Anderson.
The series on culture is supported by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum. More stories in the series are at our website, alaskapublic.org.